University got the land transferred from the city that I'm not sure the value, 6 to 10 million strikes me. It's documented.
Yes,
somewhere,
it is.
The exact amount, because the package of the equivalent to cash had to make right for the university. To sort of put the hammer on, and so the university was sure we're serious, I suppose. I arranged with Dr. Barbara Copping, was the medical director of BCIT at the time, and she was elected to the riding. I don't know what it was called, Burnaby Mountain, Port Moody, bordering Mount Coquitlam. Christy Clark became the MLA after Barb Copping. And so I may be describing the name of the riding incorrectly, but it was Dr. Barb Copping, and I had actually supported her when she got her nomination. I phoned her up, and we set up the meet with Premier Harcourt at the downtown cabinet offices at Canada Place. So I met Barb there, and I had my documentation and my maps, and I was just in the big cabinet table, Mike, Barb, and I. And I sat down with them. I said, you know, similar to Yvonne Cote, here's the situation, here's the history. This is what we're looking at. Remember what Van der Zaam did at Pacific Spirit, right? This will be a win for your government, win for the city, and we can make it good for the university too. The university would like some cash compensation. We're prepared to put up land. We would like you to be a partner in this, and you get credit for it. And Mike was really tough. You know, he's looking at me, he says, well, why can't they put, you know, like you're doing with that development, why can't they put the development here? Why can't you give them this? Why can't you do that? Why, you know, I mean, he was asking pretty tough questions, right? So I said, well, we're doing the best we can, and I think there's a big picture here, or whatever I said, and so I left. I think he talked to Barb a little bit more. Barb was a lovely lady. I really liked Barb Copping. And I'm not sure when the process was. I think it was certainly after the Yvonne Cote meeting, but I think things had moved on maybe a little bit farther. So for 2 years, it was all like fine-tuning. It was the city planning staff, Jack and Basil, at the lead, working with they have a director of facilities, I think, working, and they have a director of finance, and just thrashing out all the technicalities that were required, right? And you have, or no doubt, easy to find the SFU OCP that has commercial that's starting to develop, and grocery, restaurants.
Yes, university.
University and the high-rise component, and then the low-rise. And I don't spend a lot of time up there. I've had to go up there occasionally, but I imagine there's students, faculty, there's an elementary school. That was part of it too, is as it developed. And I think it was actually after the Liberals came back that they finally got the SFU elementary, because before that, the kids of the people living there had to go to Forest Grove, and I believe there was an elementary school. Mm-hmm. But there's all sorts of, like, fire services, access.
A park, which interestingly enough,
yeah,
is called the Richard Bolton Park. Richard Bolton was the acting commissioner in 1942 when the park was first created on Burnaby Mountain. So it was just a lovely cycle. Mm-hmm. I found that out from Alexis Sarter, who works for parks.
That's what I say. Your research skills are second to none if you're finding stuff like that out.
Well, I wanted to ask if apparently the city submitted to the province, and I'll just quote it, it outlined the conservation area as a candidate for the protected area strategy. That happened in 1994. And how significant was that? And was that a way for the province to bring money onto the table?
Could be. It could be. What I'm saying is, I believe, because I mean, I was elected 8 times, 22 years in public life. I've run provincially, federally. I've had my wins and losses. It happened because of Yvonne Koch, and it happened because of Barb Copping and Mike Harker.
Yes.
Right? I know you're looking at it from all the technical and all the things. It really happens because you make the pitch and a person takes it. And I'm sure Yvonne Koch, whatever she did at SFU, man, it was like dramatic. It was like a complete reversal, you know, 180, right?
Yes.
So whenever she called behind closed doors and read the riot act to, it was a dramatic sea change after I met with her. And I met with Harcourt. And at the end of the day, the province put in $6 million. There's Mike there.
Yes, this is the, yeah. You're pointing at photographs. This is the 1996
official press.
Yes,
function.
This is when the last document is signed.
Yeah. It wasn't. We had a dedicated parkland in 1996, I believe.
That's right. It was on referendum
in
1996.
Yeah.
You know,
actually.
Go ahead.
I remember one of the highlights of my. I won't say the highlights of my life, but political career. I got a phone call because I asked for it from, I invested like more than 2 years of my life in meetings and talking and negotiating, going, really invested a huge amount of time into doing this. And I asked staff to let me know when the land was ours. And I got a phone call from either Jack or Basil, say at 10:15 this morning. The land, the 800A, were registered in the New Westminster Land Titles Registry. And I went, hallelujah, hallelujah, it's done.
It's done.
And that's like, you say 1991, like I say, I just spent more than 2 years, meetings, phone calls, working out the technicalities, doing the extracurricular lobbying, persuading my council colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And from my point of view, as I say, Stanley Park's creation was a haphazard political decision. There was a lot of politics that, thank God, worked out the way it did. Pacific Spirit, which is a gem, was a deliberate and good political decision. And simply from my point of view, is 50 or 100 years. I mean, Burnaby Mountain has been logged over and is regrowing secondary growth. But maybe 50 or 100 or 200 years from now, people say, thank God they preserve this as natural habitat, deer, bear, coyote, wildlife, you know, maturing forests. We don't know how it happened, but we're glad that somebody or some buddies had the foresight to keep this as parkland, right?
So. Yes. That was one of the things I was going to ask you is, what does the phrase conservation area, what does that mean to you?
Free from development,
mm-hmm.
Right? And but my view is it should be known as Burnaby Mountain Park, like Stanley Park, like Pacific Spirit Park, not a conservation area. It's park. It's dedicated parkland.
It is dedicated park. Yeah, it's not dedicated conservation area. It's dedicated park.
A park, right? And
yes.
With you know, one of the many issues, and it's an issue today, is that. Maintenance of the trail system. The university have it now. You know, the mountain bikers, the responsible ones, use recognized trails. But the people damaging by going down side hills, damaging this, causing soil erosion. That's happening anyway. But the difference between the university and the city, part of the city's mandate is the maintenance of park and recreational areas. I mean, it has the budget resources, and you have a growing, because of the agreement, you have a growing residential population at SFU who are not just adjunct to the university, they're citizens of Burnaby. They vote in Burnaby. They pay taxes, I think that's taxable to Burnaby. People from Burnaby use the trail system. The city has a budget and is experienced in maintaining parks. So here's a university that are always cash strapped. At least they're always short of money from the provincial government. No mandate to maintain parkland. Mm-hmm. And a city who does it for thousands of acres, right? Mm-hmm. That was a factor in my decision, that any issues in terms of trail maintenance, ecosystem preservation, dealing with these issues, the city staff deal with it all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's budgeted for and recognized. The university has a place where people who are faculty, staff, students, temporary, long-term, can live up there and walk to work, right?
Yes.
And they're apparently doing wonderful, innovative stuff, car sharing up there. You know, the developments are supposed to be high LEED standards in terms of sustainability. I mean, universities are centers of research, and so hopefully the developments are environmental, lowered parking requirements, enhanced use of transit. There's a big transit hub up there now. So more hundreds or thousands of users of the university able to walk back and forth rather than drive up the mountain, down the mountain, which
yes.
I did for years and years and years, right? And the money, and I talked to the university again, their issue, not mine, was to prevent, you know, the provinces who are, depending who the province is, from taking all this money from your land sales and just saying, well, put it in your operating. So they've apparently structured endowments in a way that it can be used for specified purposes, but not just dumped into operating. And that was something I figured from that wouldn't strike me as fair to say, well, okay, we raised 20 or 30 or 50 million through land sales or land leases, dumps in the operating, it's gone in a week or two. And so I was told by, you know, we have structured the endowments in a way that the province, and I'm sure it's the same issue at UBC, right? Otherwise the province would say just scalp anything, sell anything, so we don't have to fund public universities. I mean, you could see that scenario. So they assured me that it was okay because they had protected the revenue they were going to get from their development. So it was described at the time in the press release, and I hope still viewed as a win for the city, a win for the university, mm-hmm. and a win for the province. What did I get out of it other than the experience? Well, when you look at the plaque on the Rose Garden, there's my name's on a little plaque of the Rose
yes.
Garden, but as I say, I'm not, no, I guess I am tooting my own horn, but as I say, I did 22 years in public service, and I think in terms of magnitude long term, I think this is important, right? You know,
yes,
you know,
the
pictures of the black and white photos of the guys with the funny beards and clothing, you know, saying, "Well, we made Stanley Park, or we screwed the federal government, or whatever." Well, this is how it happened, right? And
yes.
It would not happen had happened if I think the lunch with Yvonne Koch, because they certainly were sweet as pie and singing a different tune
yes.
after I met with her. And it was remarkable, because both Doug and I said, you know, we just realized that something had happened, right?
Yes.